Every indie game starts with a seed of an idea.
You're talking about the original inspiration?
Exactly. And then the developer nurtures that idea, growing it and feeding it, not just with creativity, but with technology. It's as if ideas and technology intertwine, fueling each other, pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
That sounds like quite a journey.
Oh, it surely is. Technology forms the backbone of this journey. It's the rock the game leans on. Game developers have many questions on their minds. What's the best game engine to bring my idea to life? Which software tools do I need? How do I overcome limitations of my platform?
Those are hard questions.
Indeed. But you know, it's these hard questions, these challenges that fuel the creative journey of an indie game developer. And it's this journey we're here to explore today, an exciting voyage of creativity and technology. What do you say, friends? Are we ready to jump in?
I'm ready.
Let's go!
Tell us about the importance of choosing the right game engine, Chris.
It's critical, Chilin. Think of the game engine like the framework of a car. A high-performance engine will power you much further than a subpar one. It's where the magic happens, letting indie developers bring their creations to life in the digital world.
But how do you pick the right one?
Well, indie game developers often have to make do with limited resources, and learning a complex game engine is quite time-consuming. Therefore, simplicity and support are two major factors. Platforms like Unity or Unreal Engine are popular because they have intuitive interfaces and strong user communities. They offer pre-built elements which reduce the learning curve and allow more time to focus on the creative aspects.
But doesn't the choice of game engine also affect the game's marketability? For instance, a game built on a less popular engine might not be compatible with popular gaming platforms, right?
Absolutely. It's a point well noted, Robert. Ultimately, the choice of an engine can affect the game's performance, market reach, and even the development cost.
But what about the users? Can they feel the difference?
Indeed, Chilin. Different game engines can result in unique gameplay experiences. The game engine's capabilities directly translate into the game's performance, graphics quality, and even the game physics. So in a way, the choice of a game engine can engineer the user experience, wouldn't you say, Chris?
Couldn't have put it any better, Robert. It's kind of like choosing the right ingredients for a delicious meal. It's as much a technical decision as it is a creative one. Unity and Unreal Engine, these are two powerful tools in the hands of indie developers. Each has its strengths and weaknesses, so let's dig in.
I've noticed that many games on the market run on Unity. What attracts developers to this engine?
Great question, Robert. Unity is praised for its flexibility. It supports a wide array of platforms, meaning games built on Unity can be launched on almost any device. It's user-friendly too, which is perfect for indie developers who might be learning as they go.
But I've heard Unreal Engine produces visually stunning games, especially with its blueprint system.
That's a valid point, Chilin. Unreal Engine indeed excels at rendering high-quality graphics, hence making it a go-to for professionals craving photorealism. The Blueprint system, on the other hand, is a game-changer, a visual scripting interface that allows designers with no programming experience to add complex behavior to their game objects.
But at what cost? I have heard that Unreal Engine has a steeper learning curve than Unity.
True, Robert. Unreal Engine has a lot of depth, and that necessarily means it's more complicated to learn. That complexity can have a significant impact on development time, especially for indie developers who are short on resources. Additionally, Unreal tends to require more powerful hardware to run properly. This could be a restricting factor for a small dev team.
Sounds like a trade-off then. Simplicity and flexibility with Unity versus advanced graphics and scripting with Unreal Engine?
Precisely, Chilin. At the end of the day, it's about what serves your creative vision best. Both Unity and Unreal Engine have gotten indie developers to realization of their dreams. Each decision in game development is a puzzle piece in the larger picture of constructing an engaging gaming experience.
Christopher, just thinking about my own experience as a gamer, I've noticed the popularity of mobile devices as platforms. It seems like Unity has an edge there because of its wide support for platforms. Do you think this is another factor indie developers might consider when choosing between Unity and Unreal Engine?
Spot on, Robert. the platform you want to release your game on can definitely influence the choice of the engine. Unity is indeed known for its exceptional multi-platform support. This doesn't mean Unreal Engine is limited, but it does require more tweaks for optimization on various platforms. So yes, in the context of an indie developer who might be thinking of a mobile game, this could certainly be a point in Unity's favor.
Robert, funny enough in my experience as a bartender, regulars often have preferred drinks and specific reasons for their preferences. Developers choosing their engine seems a lot like that. From your time as an analyst, do you think this analogy holds?
That's an interesting parallel, Chilin. You could indeed look at it that way. Like any tool, game engines have to feel comfortable to use. If someone has learned game development with Unity, chances are they'll stick with it for their next projects. That's not to say that developers don't switch, but there's a comfort in familiarity, which is probably what your regulars feel with their favorite cocktails, right?
Definitely. Sometimes the comfort of known tastes outweighs the adventure of trying something new.
Exploring and experimenting is part of the indie development process, isn't it? Whether it's trying a new cocktail or a different game engine, it's all about finding the perfect mix that captivates your audience. Jumping into the sea of useful software tools, there's no denying the importance of a powerful graphics editor. Indie developers often work with limited resources, so a versatile toolset can make tasks less daunting. Something like Blender, for instance, can offer a multitude of functions from 3D animation to rendering and even video editing. It's designed around a philosophy of integration, making it a crucial asset for indie developers wearing many hats. And let's not ignore the significance of audio. A sound editing software like Audacity is a must-have, too. It's free, open source, and brings a variety of editing tools for both recording and post-production. Even if you're not creating your own sound effects or score, you'll need to splice, cut, and equalize audio to fit your game.
That's an interesting point, Christopher. I think effective project management is crucial here as well, tying all these different elements of game development together. From my experience with large-scale projects, tools like Trello or Asana might be really useful. They help manage tasks, keep track of progress, and push milestones. And developers don't need to reinvent the wheel. Existing libraries and frameworks can provide pre-written code to handle common tasks. For example, in C++, Boost and STL, or for Unity users, there's the Unity Standard Assets.
Absolutely. Mitigating the feeling of being overwhelmed and avoiding burnout is pivotal. Python is another useful language to know. It's universally recognized for readability and simplicity. The PyGame library is a wonderful way for Python developers to dive into indie game development. Moreover, JavaScript has become increasingly popular, especially for web-based games. For beginners, there's the Phaser framework, which is widely used and has a robust support community.
Christopher, you've touched on some incredible free tools earlier, but what about premium ones that can significantly augment the capabilities of an indie developer?
That's a fair observation, Robert. Premium tools are indeed a potential game changer. Something like ZBrush, for example, which is a digital sculpting tool, can help artists create high-resolution models that are simply not possible with the usual free tools, and that comes at a cost.
It's fair to say that these premium tools could chew up a significant chunk of the budget of an indie developer, right?
Absolutely. And that's where strategic investments come into play. Developing a game isn't a straightforward process. It requires managing finances effectively. And that goes beyond just having a budget. It's about deciding where to invest that budget to achieve the maximum output.
Then there's the matter of programming languages. It's one thing to know them, but mastering certain ones can truly give you an edge, can't it?
No doubt about it, Robert. Be it C++, JavaScript, or Python, mastering these languages is like gaining a superpower. But more than that, it's knowing the right one to commit your time and energy to learning, considering the type of game you're looking to develop.
So it's not just about knowing a programming language. It's about knowing the right one for your game and truly mastering it to get the most out of what that language can offer your game development.
Exactly. You've got it, Robert.
Christopher, indie developers have to face all sorts of tech challenges, isn't it? So it's a bit like navigating a maze.
Well, Chilin, you're not wrong. With the constant technological evolution, developers need to keep up with new trends and adapt quickly, and not to mention the countless unexpected bugs they might encounter during development.
Christopher, as a seasoned professional in the tech field, could you walk us through some common tech problems that indie developers come across and how they deal with them?
Sure thing, Robert. The most notable issue developers typically face is around resource allocation and performance optimization. This stems from the fact that indie developers have to get the most out of the limited resources they have. Ensuring the game runs on multiple platforms smoothly and efficiently requires a lot of tweaking and fine-tuning. Strategies to address this often involve clever coding solutions to better organize the elements running in the background while maintaining the game's appeal.
What about bug fixing and troubleshooting?
Bug fixing. Yes, this is another huge part of a developer's life. Sometimes code that's supposed to behave one way behaves differently in practice, not to mention each platform might have its own unique quirks. A strong code testing process is key, and this is where beta testers come in. They play the game over and over, reporting any issues they discover so the developers can fix them before the game is released to the public.
And all this while staying focused on creating an engaging game. That's not a small feat.
No, certainly not. But you know what? This challenge is what keeps the industry vibrant and evolving. The constant learning and problem solving is what makes the process so exciting and rewarding. I don't know where I would be if it wasn't for the tech forums I've found. These platforms welcome every question, no matter how silly it seems. The ability to pose a query and get insightful answers from seasoned professionals is invaluable.
How do you typically utilize them?
Well, if I face a problem after spending some time trying to solve it myself, I hop onto these forums. After a question is posted, people chime in with different ways they've tackled similar issues or direct me to relevant resources I hadn't considered before.
That must really accelerate your learning and problem-solving ability.
Absolutely, Robert. But let's not forget the learning is a two-way street. Whenever possible, I try to answer questions posed by others. It's an amazing feeling when a piece of code you shared helps someone in a different continent solve a problem. A sense of community really pushes the boundaries of what seems achievable.
That's really wonderful, Christopher. Speaking of pushing boundaries, indie gamers do seem to push the limits with their limited resources, isn't it so?
Precisely, Chaelin. The constant innovation despite hefty constraints really speaks volumes about these developers. I've seen some code that would seem impossible to many, but these developers, they have a way to make it work. It's this innovative spirit that truly keeps the industry moving forward.
We certainly owe them our thanks, then. Their pursuit for boundary-pushing innovation is truly commendable. Monetization, a word that every indie game developer must think about constantly. It's a critical factor that determines if their hard work can actually pay the bills, and tech plays a significant role here.
Yeah, indeed. Can you walk us through some commonly used technologies for in-game purchases, Robert?
Sure, Christopher. One of the widely used technologies for in-game purchases are APIs. They enable developers to set up in-app stores, sell virtual goods, manage inventory, and tap into payment gateways like PayPal, Stripe, and many others. Besides this, there are tools like Applicasa, Soomla, and Suite Pricing that help developers manage their in-game economies better.
That sounds fascinating, but how does this tie into gaming ad revenues, Robert?
That's a good question, Chaelin. Advertising is another primary source of income for many indie game developers. They use SDKs, software development kits, from platforms like Google AdMob, Unity Ads, MoPub, etc. These platforms offer developers solutions to integrate ads into their games efficiently, be it banners, interstitials, videos, or reward-based ads.
Right, but isn't there a similar tech implication in maintaining game subscription models?
You're right, Christopher. Subscription models are a lucrative monetization strategy and come with a host of challenges. Technology can help manage recurring billing, user subscriptions, access rights, payment failures, and more. Services like RevenueCat and Braze are popular among developers for easing out these hassles. Let's dig a little deeper, shall we? When it comes to the nitty-gritty of managing successful online games, Christopher, What are some things indie developers need to focus on, particularly around server management?
Managing a server, especially for those multiplayer online games, can seem like a mammoth task, but it's essential to ensure a seamless experience for the players. Primarily, indie developers must concentrate on optimizing the server's response time and the game's latency. This will keep the game running smoothly, even during peak times.
Latency is definitely a deal-breaker for gamers. And speaking of servers, Christopher, how important are APIs in managing online games?
APIs are of enormous importance, Robert. They are the technical glue that binds everything together. APIs allow developers to implement features like multiplayer matchups, leaderboards, achievements, and a lot more. They can even be utilized to track player behavior and engagement metrics, helping developers understand their audience better and tweak the game accordingly.
Right. Now, shifting focus a bit, secure coding is not a luxury but a necessity in today's age of cyber threats. How can indie developers ensure their game's code is safe from hackers?
Security should indeed be a priority. Developers can safeguard their code through a variety of ways. Firstly, applying secure coding principles right from the game's design stage can substantially minimize vulnerabilities. This involves guidelines like validating all inputs, encrypting sensitive data, and applying regular patches and updates. Additionally, implementing security tools like static application, security testing, SAST, or dynamic application security testing, DAST, can help catch vulnerabilities before hackers do. Beyond the usual tech tools, future tech trends are something indie developers need to keep an eye on. We're seeing a surge in technologies like AI, AR, VR, and cloud gaming. These aren't just shiny new toys, but can offer unique opportunities for indie developers.
I find that fascinating, Christopher. Can you give examples on how these advancements can manifest within indie game development?
Absolutely. Take AI, for instance. It has the potential to morph game development significantly. With advanced AI algorithms, indie game developers can create games that adjust their difficulty based on a player's skill level. This personalized gaming experience can be a key differentiator for indie games on the market.
What about augmented reality and virtual reality? How do these tech trends fit into the indie game development scene?
AR and VR can create an immersive gaming experience that captures the player's attention like nothing else. Freaking realistic graphics, truly immersive narrative. These become possible with AR and VR. But the true beauty of these trends lies in their opportunity for storytelling and gameplay mechanics. Indie developers who leverage this will be crafting experiences, not just games.
That sounds exciting. And how does cloud gaming play into this future landscape?
Cloud gaming looks to democratize the gaming industry. With it, high-end games can be played on any device with an internet connection, eliminating the need for expensive hardware. This can help indie developers reach a wider audience without worrying about players' hardware limitations. Not only that, but updating games or fixing bugs becomes less of a hassle as everything's updated in the cloud.
So incorporating these tech trends could provide indie developers a game-changing edge, right?
Definitely. The future of indie game development looks nothing but promising.
Now what about potential game changers like quantum computing?
Ah, quantum computing. That's something that's been creating a lot of buzz lately. It promises to transform many industries, and gaming could be one of them. Quantum computing could allow for incredibly complex physics calculations to be made in real time. This means that games could have incredibly realistic simulations of physics. Developers could create worlds that feel more real than ever before.
That does sound like a game changer. But how far off do you think we are from seeing quantum computing making an impact in indie game development? After all, aren't we still in the nascent stages of this technology?
You're right, Robert. Realistically, we may not see quantum computing transform indie game development in the immediate future. It's still new, expensive, and largely experimental technology. But it is certainly something worth keeping an eye on, and could be a major boon for developers in the future.
And how about blockchain? It's been driving change in finance sectors. Could it be transforming in-game economies as well?
Absolutely. Blockchain actually has an interesting role to play in the world of indie gaming. It brings potential for secure, transparent, and immutable in-game transactions. This is especially prevalent in games with microtransactions or digital marketplaces. Beyond just economic transactions, blockchain can also help prove ownership of digital assets, which can be traded or sold.
I've heard some developers have recently experimented with blockchain-based games, although they are still quite rare. From your perspective, do you think this could revolutionize the gaming industry?
Again, like quantum computing, blockchain technology in gaming is still in its early stages, but its potential cannot be overlooked. The combination of secure transactions, proof of ownership, and the potential for player interaction creates an intriguing mix. Indie developers willing to experiment with these technologies could find an edge in the highly competitive marketplace. Indie game development is not just about rolling out innovative games, but also about constantly upgrading your technical skills. For instance, I remember learning a new skill in Unity with zero experience about it. I was engrossed, experimenting, playing around with its features, figuring out what it could do and not do, and exploring how to work it to my advantage.
And that's crucial, isn't it, Chris? Upgrading your skills and always learning is a key component in this field.
Exactly, Robert. I poured hours into it, reading blog posts, watching videos, and sometimes just fumbling through it. From a jumbled puzzle at first, I soon figured out where each piece fit. It was daunting, yet it was so rewarding when I managed to implement it in a small project. Imagine my delight when I was able to use the learnings in future projects. It was not just about the destination, but the journey itself that was so enriching.
That's an inspirational journey you shared, Chris. Well, for me, who's more on the management side of things, I found that there's so much to gain from peer interaction and learning, and it's incredibly important in a field that's much about innovation and individual touch as game development is.
Absolutely, Robert. I mean, every little helps. Indie game developers often operate with limited resources. Sometimes it's about exchanging ideas and experiences, and learning from industry peers. Not only does it provide fresh perspectives, but it also validates your own learnings and experiences.
There are multiple avenues today where developers share their projects, ask questions, showcase their progress, and impart the wisdom of their learnings. Platforms like GitHub or these indie gaming forums have been instrumental for so many to learn, adapt, and evolve.
And nothing can replace that, Robert. I remember as a beginner, I learned more from some developers' four-line code on these platforms than I did through hours of tutorials.
You know, Chris, all the technical skills aside, I think indie game development is as much about managing yourself as it is about managing projects. And that isn't always easy, right?
You've got that right. There's such a steep learning curve in this field, and it's easy to forget that while you're caught in the clamor of creating a great game, you also need to take care of yourself. Burnout hits hard otherwise.
Taking breaks, dividing work and play, setting practical goals every day. It's the difference between running a successful indie operation versus a dead-end project. The community can do a lot to help manage these aspects too.
Yeah, Robert. Finding a community can change the game entirely. When I was starting out, just knowing there were others just like me, experiencing the same troubles, stumbling over the same roadblocks, it made the journey a lot less lonely.
Speaking of which, Chaelin, you've always had such wonderful insights on how communities impact us. How do you think indie developers can leverage community support to keep their work-life balance in check?
Well, Robert, I think communities do play a vital role, especially in this field. It's about sharing, connecting, learning, and even teaching. Communities can provide validation, sure, but they can also challenge you, inspire you, kick your creativity into higher gear. And we cannot underestimate the power of shared experience in battling common stresses.
And that's it, isn't it? While the creative journey of indie game development is intense and at times grueling, it's also deeply rewarding. A supportive community and a robust work-life balance strategy can help manage this journey better. We project managers can forget that it's crucial to take care of ourselves when we are immersed in the hustle. Burnout is a mirthless affair and can strike anyone, regardless of how much they love their job. Therefore, the importance of work breaks, fixed hours, Achievable daily objectives can't never be stressed enough.
No amount of love for coding can keep you immune from burnouts. Even the most passionate programmers can feel drained at times, and it's essential to understand that it's okay to ask for help or ensure you're part of a supportive community.
Absolutely, Christopher. Experience tells, such communities can sometimes help you spot burnout symptoms that you might miss and can help you manage better. Never undervalue the power of shared experience.
Right, Robert. Friends, family, colleagues, they all can provide that perspective, that granule of sanity we sometimes need when we're pushing ourselves too hard.
True, Chalen. And another point, when you are stuck at a technical issue and the problem solving is taking more time than you anticipated, don't keep hammering it. It can be more efficient to ask for help, to hire a consultant, or to employ additional resources to overcome technical hurdles.
I agree. And finally, it's also essential to ensure we have allocated time to unwind, to pursue hobbies, to delve into reading, to innovate and unleash creativity in a non-professional setting. Because all these refuel our drive to keep going, our aspirational productive selves.
Indie game development does provide the freedom to explore, to innovate, and to step out of convention. But while it offers so much creative freedom, it also demands discipline and perseverance. Just remember, at the end of the day, it's the journey that matters, not the destination. And every challenge faced and every hurdle leaped over is a triumph in itself.